There's a side hustle that's exploding right now, and that's live selling on Whatnot. I've seen Whatnot climb to the top of the App Store. I've seen the seller earnings, everything from small part-time projects to multi-million-dollar businesses. Whatnot is the largest dedicated live shopping platform. Whether you're selling beauty products, collectibles, electronics, thrift store finds, luxury fashion, even food products like cookies, sellers are building real, thriving businesses. So how about this? People selling on Whatnot sell 10 times more than on other major marketplaces. That's because you're not just listing products and hoping somebody finds them. You're building real connections with buyers. And those buyers, they're spending more than an hour a day in the app. They're not just browsing. They're bidding, they're buying, and they're coming back. You go live, show off your products in real time, and then turn what you love into real income. And for a limited time, Whatnot is matching your first $150 sold in the first month. Visit whatnot.com/sell to start selling. That's whatnot.com/sell. whatnot.com/sell. Buy low, sell high. It's a strategy behind a lot of different side hustles. The trick is finding a steady stream of stuff where you can buy low. Today, you're going to learn how to score deals for pennies on the dollar and flip those items for big profits from somebody who's literally made millions doing this. We are diving into the exciting world of auctions and liquidation deals, Costco pallets, government surplus. My guest is a serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and creator of the $5 Reseller Mastermind. His motto, buy with math, sell with emotion. From ShannonJean.com, Shannon Jean, welcome to the Side Hustle Show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Nick. Great to be here. I love talking about this stuff.
Let's kick it off with a memorable recent flip, either from yourself or a member of your mastermind.
Yeah, one of them sticks out. We have a member named Mindy who just got started this past summer and jumped in, bought 2 pallets of books from a government auction, spent a total of $1 buying these 2 pallets of books, and found that it was loaded with books that sold anywhere from $200 to $400 each. These are like medical books and all kinds of curriculum, and quickly flipped that dollar into $5,000 within just a matter of a month or so, and continues to sell that product. And the opportunities are out there in so many different ways. And the thing I love about auctions and buying liquidation product and reselling is it's very accessible. You don't have to spend a lot of money to get started. Like, you know, Mindy spent $1, and you can spend thousands of dollars, but you don't have to. You can scale yourself up so you can make mistakes that are inevitable, right, when you're starting something, but your risk profile is so much lower, and you can then step up and like, okay, I learned how to sell this. I learned how to interact with customers. I learned about customer service, and you can just then ramp yourself up into items that have higher ROI.
Yeah. There's a lot of questions that come up with why is anybody letting $5,000 worth of books go for $1?
Yeah.
In my mind, I want to think that marketplaces are, you know, somewhat efficient, even though I know that they're not, but it's always like,
no, they're not.
Why is somebody letting it go for so much less than it's worth?
The biggest problem that these suppliers have, whether it's Costco or whether it's a government agency, is moving the product. It's usually not, oh, I need to generate a bunch of extra money, so I'm going to spend a lot of time promoting this and getting it out and trying to, you know, sell it for a lot of money. It's, hey, the warehouse is full of this stuff and we have more stuff coming in. So that stuff has to be out of here by Friday. And so when I tour these warehouses, you know, the main concern you hear over and over is like, we have to get this stuff out.
Okay. This is like, it is a physical inventory space constraint.
Absolutely. And a lot of big suppliers, the Costco's, Targets, you know, Walmart's, they're concerned about the environmental impact as well. They don't want this stuff to wind up in the landfill.
Yeah.
They want it to go out, which is great. It's commendable. And you, as a reseller, can take advantage of that and get registered and buy that product and learn how to do it. And that's why I started, you know, our Reseller Mastermind, because I couldn't answer everybody's questions. You know, it was crazy, going to crazy on X. And so now there's 3,000 people in there helping each other. That has grown over the last year or so.
So I like the idea of turning a dollar into 5,000, but I don't know where to look. Like, where do I start to source some of this stuff?
Yeah, that deal came from GovDeals, which is a govdeals.com, which is a government liquidation site. And I can show you, I can share my screen and show you some of that. There are auction sites all over the U.S. for municipalities, for cities, counties, state, federal, and they're accessible to everyone. And the key is, like you said, finding them. So I spent a lot of time developing a list of these and, you know, digging, because I bought from these places for decades as I was selling and flipping product. And I think it's more useful to use AI now to find like local auctions if you want than it is to use a regular search engine. I have a list of auction sites in every single state. You can just shannongene.com/auctions, just a free list. You can grab it.
Okay.
Jumping in on sites, GovDeals is a big one, Municibid is another one, but also local counties and cities, they contract with smaller auction companies all the time. And so those are some of the best deals because they're not promoted that much, right? It's a smaller, it's local. You can go drive over there and say, hey, I want to buy that pallet of books, or I want to buy these, you name it. I just bought a hydraulic lift because I need one for a piece of real estate that I have. And I think it's $1,200 and I paid like $57.
Yeah. Why pay retail if you know this exists?
Never pay retail. Buy everything. I've done this with everything from iPhones to luxury handbags to real estate. I bought a piece of property and then wound up selling it back to the government. And all of these auctions are out there. The key is, in my experience, it's not the product. The product is not the most important thing. It's a system that you develop to sell the product. And if you're successful at developing this system, you can plug any product into it. So everybody starts thinking it's a product. I got to find the deals. Where do I find the deals? You said it yourself. It's just normal. Everybody thinks that.
Yeah.
I can show you the deals every single day. I can show you 500 auctions. You know, I'll share my screen here and show you auction after auction after auction that happens every single day that's easy to get registered to. Where people fail is they don't have a system. The first thing we tell people to do when they join our mastermind is don't buy anything. Stop what you're doing.
But come on, I want to go find the good deal.
That's right. Buying is fun. It's sexy. It's exciting. It's great. You look at the deals.
It's the treasure hunt. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a treasure hunt. And I love it too. And you can look. But the first thing to start doing is sell stuff around your house. Just walk around, you know, and walk around with your spouse because they're very good at pointing out stuff you should get rid of. And sell that product on Facebook Marketplace and see if you even like it. You know, do you enjoy it? Or sell things on eBay. Do I like it? How did I got to register for an account. Oh, I got to answer questions. I got to ship this quick. How do I package? There's so much to learn.
Yeah.
So as you start to learn those things, then you start looking like, okay, what should I buy? And then people also make the mistakes like, I want to buy like Apple products and computers and consumer electronics. It's a horrible category because it's very low margin. There's so many things that can go wrong with it. So we try to steer them to simple things to the beginning, like rugs, boring products. Are very profitable.
No moving parts, no electronics.
So that's right. And people want to buy them, you know, small pieces of furniture, outdoor furniture, Blackstone grills, you know, that kind of thing. Those are great to experiment with. And then you can scale. Not everybody wants to sell on Facebook Marketplace. Okay, great. There's other venues. You want to sell apparel. You can do live selling on Whatnot and on TikTok auctions. We have a whole separate community in the mastermind that teaches live selling. So there's lots of opportunities.
Yeah, Whatnot is blowing up. Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge. So learning the back end, the system part of it, will make you successful in the long run so you can build an evergreen revenue stream at whatever level works for you. I just got off a call with a young guy with a couple little kids, and he's like, hey, I just want to earn enough to have money to take my kids on trips. They just got back from Disneyland, that kind of thing. So you get to define your level of success. You can do a couple of grand a month, then we have people doing 20 grand a month, and we have sellers doing $1 million a year in their first year because they scaled, right?
Yeah. And that's one of the reasons this appeals to me is like kind of business with training wheels in a sort of way for the kids, like, because they understand buy low, sell high. And it's like, you know, you could see, you look at the auctions, you can see what's for sale, and you kind of do the research on what kind of price you might be able to get for that in terms of sales comps. It's a way to kind of dip their toes in entrepreneurship with the summer coming up. So that's kind of where I'm approaching it from.
Absolutely. I always tell people, don't buy anything unless you already know what you can sell it for. So it's just a very basic idea. You know, you may get excited and the retail price says, oh, it's $27,000 and it's selling for $1,000, which I can show you that
Yeah, that's not really the retail price anymore, is it?
Even if it is, well, what's the market price where you live, right? And some people live in areas that nobody buys rugs, so you have to do that research. So the products and the deals are available every day, and they are very accessible, and just learning the system.
Yeah, let's take a look at GovDeals or one of these other sites that you like and see what is out there.
Let me share my screen, and I'm going to share this deal that I was just talking about. So this is one of my favorite sites, is Bstock. We do a lot of collaborations with them, and they're just a platform. They don't own this inventory. They just list. Costco hosts their auction site there. So does Target, Walmart, on and on and on, about 100 different big suppliers. So this deal is, you know, it's a truckload of upholsters, upholstered furniture. And these are customer returns, which is where I believe the biggest profit delta is on this product. Good condition. There's 14 couches and that kind of thing.
Okay.
The Costco price, which is great because Costco, you can trust that retail price more, right? Because they don't really run sales. They're already a discounter. So when they say it's $27,330, that's typically what they're selling it for in their warehouse.
Okay.
And on their website, you can, you know, but you should always check, of course. Other vendors, not so much, right? They run big sales and everything all the time. This auction is going to close in 3 hours and 1 minute. It's right now, the high bid is $1,075. Now, will it go up a little bit? Yes. Probably not that much. It will sell at about 10 to 15% of the Costco price. Plus, you have some freight here, a whole pallet or a whole truckload, you know, $2,500 to $3,000 for the whole thing. So your landed cost compared to this $27,000 may be $4,000 or $5,000, right? Which is great.
I see shipping charges down at the bottom, $3,000.
Yep, exactly. And this is proxy bidding. This is where buying with math comes in. So once you do your research, if you say, hey, the most I could buy this thing for is $5,000. Okay, let's just say you researched it and you can get $5,000. So you go up and you place your max bid. So if shipping is $3,000 and you know you can pay $5,000, your max bid can be $2,000. So, you know, you want to use an odd number. So let's say it's 2015 or something like that. Place that max bid and the proxy bid will increase your bid for you. You won't pay that unless someone bids you up, right? But if they bid you up, you don't want to bid again. Don't watch the auction. That's where people make mistakes. They get emotional at the end and they say, oh, I can pay a little more. I can pay a little more. And they just run you up. So you bid and walk away. You'll lose most of your auctions, but that indicates you are bidding correctly. You know, you may have to bid on 20 auctions to win two or three. And then you want to always come down. I always tell people, especially getting started, you don't want to buy anything without a manifest because that's gambling. That's rolling the dice. And we don't do that. We're taking calculated risk. And we want to look at this manifest, which is essentially a spreadsheet. We want to see, what am I getting? And how do I research this? I'm going to download this manifest. I'm going to upload it to Perplexity or Claude, some AI that you've taught. It's going to give you a bunch of feedback on current market value. You're also going to check Facebook Marketplace. You're going to scrape some data with the Comet browser from Perplexity, which I love. They have a great scraper in there. And you're going to confirm that, yes, Costco sells these for $3,300. Can you sell it for that? No. You know, but could you sell it for $1,500? Maybe. You have to check your local Facebook Marketplace if you're going to sell on Facebook, Craigslist, or maybe you have another connection. Maybe you have a warehouse and you're going to run a sale on the weekend. So you confirm all this stuff before you place your bid, right?
Okay.
So this is every single day. This is not some anomaly. I just randomly grabbed some auctions this morning to share with you. And furniture is a great market because there's a big barrier to entry. One of the reasons it's selling for $76 per unit when Costco average price is $1,952 is because it's big and it's heavy.
Right. Begs the question of storage and logistics.
Where are you going to store it? That's right. The average garage seller, you can't have a truckload delivered to a residential area.
No, it's not going to work.
You're going to need a self-storage unit or you're going to need a warehouse. Well, that's a moat and that's great. That's a huge unfair advantage. And I always try to tell people, what is your unfair advantage? Oh, I know somebody with a warehouse, or I'll go rent a big self-storage unit and I'll sell out of there. So that's great. You want to find things that other people don't typically bid on. Right. This is luggage. Great for somebody starting out of their house. This is just one pallet. It's 36 units. Costco sold it for $5,500. Right now, the bid is at $567, and it's going to end in 45 minutes. It'll probably sell right around this price because there's no sniping that happens on the Costco site.
I was going to ask, like, it's not similar to eBay where somebody comes in and snipes at the last second.
No, because they use popcorn bidding. So if anybody bids in the last 3 minutes, it extends the auction another 2 minutes. So that kills sniping. Yeah, I can't believe eBay doesn't do that yet.
Oh, but. Okay.
And you get a chance to look at, we didn't look at the photos last time, but this is what you want to look at. And when I look at a pallet like this, I say, great. Most of the items here are still in the box. That's what I want. I want it to be protected. You know, there's one unit on top that's not in the box. So this is a great sign. I'm always looking for things in the box. What kind of condition? How's it strapped on the pallet? So what's great about Costco and most of these sellers is they're going to give you actual photos of what you're buying. Really important to be able to take a look at it so you can gauge some level of condition. Now, this is leaning over a little bit, but it looks pretty solid. It's going to be fine.
And so are these customer returns, or this just stuff that Costco couldn't sell, or we need to clear it out to make room for the next season's worth of product?
That's right. So you can get both. Now, here's a whole pallet. The other side of the pallet shows that, okay, these are all not in the box. They're going to have scrapes and scuffs, but people are used to that when you're selling at a lower price. The way you tell is we're going to see inventory type. These are customer returns right here.
Okay.
And there's all kinds of different conditions. Really important to learn. There's used good, used fair, there's salvage, there's mixed, and there's new and like new. So there's lots of little things to use. This is in Florida. I wouldn't buy this deal because I'm not going to pay $980 to ship one pallet to California. But if I lived in Florida, the shipping would probably be about $300. And again, I'm going to go look at the manifest, and I'm going to figure out, okay, what can I sell these Traveler's Choice? What's this Samsonite two-piece, this stuff? This is a problem-solving business. You're solving a problem for the supplier by buying this product. You're solving problems when they show up, and there's a problem with, like, maybe a wheel on something, or you have to get a strap, or, there's all kinds of stuff. If the better you are at problem-solving, the more successful you'll be in this business. So let's jump to another one. We'll do a couple of Costco because I love it. They're so easy to get involved with. This is $5,300 worth of home improvement lighting, wall light, ceiling stuff. There's some other things in here.
Okay.
$5,300. Right now the bid's at $550. So it's got about an hour left. It's in Michigan. And, you can look at the pictures. There's some lighting. There's some wall decor kind of things. There's some other things. I don't really know what that is. Bubble cubes. I don't know what those are, but I can research and find out. There's the pallets, pictures of these ceiling fan lights, which were very popular. There's a few other things. So you'd want to check out all these, this is great. Everything in the box. That's what I want to see. And then I come down and look at the manifest and go, okay, well, I'm looking at a few different things. What's the highest dollar items? I'm trying to figure out, what do I sell to get my money back as fast as possible? I want to get my investment back. It's a huge dopamine hit when you invest, $550 plus some shipping, and I'm sold five things and I got my investment back and I have a ton of stuff left.
Yeah, everything else is gravy.
Yeah, everything else is gravy. The other thing I'm looking for is quantity. So, okay, great. This is 11 pieces, 9, 6. You want more quantity because it allows you to build a system, right? So you're not selling as many 1-1-1.
Okay, more of the same item, more SKUs of the same item. Okay.
Yeah. Say, okay, I'm going to sell these panels and what is it? And these sound absorbing panels and how do I learn about them? And
Yeah. So the fewer number of unique products you got to deal with, the better.
That's right. We'll do a couple more Costco. I think another big moat is appliances. This is $81,519 worth of appliances that's bid to $9,000. And the average cost from Costco, $1,600. And the average cost of this bid is $184.
Yeah.
So tons of room for you to make work.
More with Shannon in just a moment, including getting yourself registered to look at these deals on BeStock, a big opportunity in seasonal items, and lots more coming up right after this.
When you're a small business, the right hire can be make or break. Hoping the right people see your job posting isn't the best growth strategy. When the pressure's on and you need the right hire, this is a job for sponsored jobs. Join the 3.3 million employers worldwide who use our sponsor Indeed to connect with quality talent that meets your specific criteria, talking skills, experience, certifications, or location. How Indeed sponsored jobs work is they boost your job post in the search results so you can reach the best fit candidate to help your business thrive. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less time, less stress, and more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. Side Hustle Show listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire. This is a job for Indeed sponsored jobs. Spring is this natural reset point, and if you've been putting off dealing with some of the messier parts of your business, well, maybe now's the time to do a little spring cleaning. That's why today's episode is brought to you by Quo, spelled Q-U-O. This is the smarter way to upgrade and streamline your business communications. Quo is the number one rated business phone system on G2 with over 3,000 reviews, and it's built for how modern teams work. That's why more than 90,000 businesses already trust Quo for theirs. Quo works wherever you do, right from an app on your phone or computer, and it lets you keep your existing phone number. Plus, AI is built right in, not something you need to bolt on after the fact, with automatic call logging, summaries, and next steps so nothing gets lost. It can even answer the phone and qualify leads for you when nobody can take the call. Let's make this the season where no opportunity and no customer slips away. Try Quo for free, plus get 20% off your first 6 months when you go to quo.com/sidehustle. That's Quo, quo.com/sidehustle. Quo, no missed calls, no missed customers.
Most of these things, I think, okay, great. You get to see some of these actual pictures so you can scan it, use your AI. It'll help you look at these and say, hey, identify problems. Are there scratches, dents? What are we looking at? Some in the box, which is great. I love it. I would look through all these kinds of things, and then I'd do the same thing. I'd go down to the manifest. I'm going to sort. I want to see what's the highest dollar item. I mean, here's a $3,900 refrigerator. There's a few of them. There's a bunch of stuff, a $3,000, $3,000, $3,000. That's awesome.
And these ones are like brand name, like with the ceiling fans. That one was a little more challenging. Like, I know people will be looking for LG fridge or Samsung fridge.
Absolutely. Great brands. You can quickly run this manifest through your AI. It'll come back and say, hey, I found these for sale on Facebook Marketplace at these prices. You can really build a model. You want to build the model before you bid, because there's no reason to be in a rush, because there's always another deal.
Yeah.
If you're feeling rushed, I'm going to miss out.
Yeah, it ends in an hour. I gotta commit.
That's your emotions. There's going to be another deal tomorrow, and I'm going to show you two other companies that you can buy appliances from every single day.
Tell me real quick about the registration process to access some of these B-stock listings.
All you need is a resale permit, because they're not going to charge you sales tax. You get a resale permit. Most states, there's only a few states that don't have it, that tax, so you can just go sign up directly. But like, I'm in California, so you get a resale permit. You buy this product. When you go to sell it, you're going to charge tax. Depends on how you do it. Many people that sell on Facebook Marketplace, they just factor in the tax into the cost. So if you sell something for $100, or you're going to take, okay, 6%, I'm going to give $6 to my state.
Oh, okay. That's on you to do the accounting.
If you're selling on platforms like eBay, Whatnot, Poshmark, other Vestiaire, StockX, if you're selling that kind of product, which we can talk about, they're going to collect the sales tax on your behalf and remit it to your state for you. They're required to do that. So it's great. When you fill out your sales tax form every quarter, there's just a box you check. Oh, I sold all. How much did you sell? How much of it sold on marketplaces? You just check that box and you're done. You don't have to factor in any way. So fairly easy to get registered up here. And the same with some of these other sites. Some of the government auction sites like GovDeals and the GSA sites, some of them will accept a resale permit and not charge you tax. Others won't, and you'll have to pay sales tax. But if you resell it, you can reclaim that sales tax when you file your sales tax forms. You can get it back.
Got it.
Different things. This is brand new product. This is overstock. I have no idea the value of these things. Costco, was selling them about $25,000. Right now, they're at $2,300, less than 10%. They're all like new in the box. I don't know what it is.
Cosmetic bags and backpacks.
Yeah. So it's like you'd have to go through. These are Adidas backpacks. So I'd want to see, oh, okay, at least it's a brand.
Yeah.
What do they sell for? I would do a ton of research. Right now, the average cost of these is $2.45. I have a hard time believing you couldn't make a profit at this unless there is just no demand. So velocity is just as important when you do your research. Like, oh, gee, I found one that sold for $30, but if you're selling one a month at $30, you can't go buy 1,030 units, right?
Yeah, you got your cash tied up for a long time waiting for those to turn.
Yeah. So like this product like this is great for eBay, and you can use the eBay product research tool. It's free. They used to charge for it, but now it's part of your eBay account. And if these are selling, you can go search 3 years of data and they'll tell you exactly what everything sold for. So it's terrific.
And something small like this, easy to ship through eBay.
Yeah, easy to ship. You know, you got 1,000 of the thing. I had a luxury handbag business where we sold, you know, about 7,000 bags over 3.5 years. It was a great business, but this doesn't interest me unless I was able to do some research that said, wow, man, those things really are worth $25 and I could pay $2 and maybe I could sell them on Whatnot or something like that. But it's a lot of volume.
Yeah. I mean, are you shying away from things at a $25 price point just because, like, oh man, that's a lot of licking and stamping and shipping and
yep, it's a lot of work. It's just as easy to sell items to make $100 than it is to make $10.
Yeah,
and I will tell you, the $100 customer is better than the $10 customer, and the $1,000 customer is typically better than a $100 customer. It's I don't know why it is. I don't make the rules. You know, it's just the way the game works. Mm-hmm. But it's you do want to level up, but in the beginning, it's great to make mistakes selling $25 items, $50 items, $75.
Lower risk, hopefully lower like logistic overhead.
Yeah, you're going to make mistakes. You're not going to ship on time. You're going to sell the 50 items and you're going to make a shipping error that misships 20 items. And you're going to have to, oh man, how do I do that? How do I eat it? You don't want to do that with a $300 item or a $500 item. You want to do it with the inexpensive item. So it's great place to start.
Does it make sense on this Bstock site to filter by what's near me? Sometimes the shipping cost is $3,000.
Yeah, so what you can do, like if we go to the Costco here, you can sort by warehouses, okay? So we've got warehouses in Colorado, Texas, Ohio, California. So if I'm like, hey, I'm in California, all I want to see is stuff in California. There's 26 auctions up there today. So yeah, there's a gazillion ways to sort. And you could do it on all these auction sites. You want to find things near you.
Got it.
However, that being said, sometimes it doesn't matter because if the numbers work, it does not matter where it's at. Of course, you want to try to save money and buy near you if you can. But if these Hunter boots that are here, if you know that, wow, man, if I could get these for $3,000 plus shipping, you know, of $1,000 or whatever the number is, if your numbers work, you're building this engine and you want to buy it. What happens is people build things like we have a guy in our mastermind, Joe Earl, who just primarily focuses on pressure washers. And one of his biggest problems is I need more inventory. You know, he's coming up on $100,000 in sales. He constantly has to find new inventory. And often it's like, hey, I got to buy on the East Coast, even if I'm in California.
Okay. While sticking to his guns, like, nope, I don't want to sell this other stuff. I only want pressure washers.
It's a great niche. And he's been able to, again, it's all about problem solving. So he's been able to focus on how do I solve these problems and I can buy these products that other people shy away from. So he's got a great, you know, mechanic person that he works with and he's developed a really good system. And now he's experimenting and pushing out into other items. Let's talk about
Oh, this one I like. This one's near me.
Seasonal items are fantastic. The best time of the year to buy Christmas trees is after Christmas because they're getting returned. They get returned like to places like Costco. So this is $8,300 worth of stuff. There's some pool items and things in there and different things that maybe are not seasonal, but it's going to sell for $500. They all sell really, really inexpensive. And when you look at the manifest, there's a $2,700 cold plunge pool in there.
Nice.
There's a $1,150 Christmas tree. I know it's March, but 8 months from now.
Yeah, if you're comfortable sitting on it for a little while.
Exactly. There's a bunch of trees, $700, $600, all kinds of stuff, you know, travel cases, all kinds of different things. Now, it is quantities, you know, 111, which kind of I don't get too excited about. But when I look at the retail and say, okay, if I can flip this cold plunge thing.
It's one cold plunge, yeah.
If I can do this and get my cash out of it, if I'm going to do it for $1,200, $1,500, everything else is free. That's what I'm looking for. And so if I look at the pictures here, you know, these are the factory pictures. They don't, okay. So now I look, okay, great. Here we go. This is some of this stuff in boxes. What are we looking at? I'm really going to analyze these Christmas trees in the boxes. That's great. Much better. I want to see them inside and protected. You know, here's some Halloween stuff hanging up here. You know, that's going to have some damage on it. So you want to just see as many things in boxes as you can. You want to analyze these pictures, get in there close, zoom in as much as you can. Yeah, here's the cold plunge thing here. You want to take a look at all this stuff and figure it out.
this seems to have quite a bit more intel available to you than, you know, rolling up to the liquidation warehouse where they're just kind of having the pallet bid day. And you can only see kind of what you can see on the outside. And you're like, I don't really... is more like a roll of the dice. Yeah, we're going to see what we find.
It is a roll of the dice. And they're buying this product at sources like this because Beestock is not marking this up. They're just the platform. They're like eBay. Most of the people came from eBay when they started this company.
Okay.
I don't want to badmouth pallet sellers because there's some really good ones out there. However, you might as well buy direct when you can buy and you know exactly what you're going to get. And this is what I tell people. Don't buy without a manifest. Don't buy mystery pallets. You know, you don't have to do it. There's so much opportunity. This is Ace Hardware. Also sells up on Beestock. This is in West Jefferson, Ohio. And they're going to, here's a $7,000 Generac generator. You know, right now the bid's at $2,000. Okay. Now, you know, they're going to go up a little bit. They've got a few days. They have this whole spring home, 106 units, and they just want you to make an offer. It's not even an auction. So you can negotiate directly with Ace Hardware.
Yeah, we'll take anybody. Take it off our hands.
Yeah. And sometimes what they'll do is they'll have a minimum like, hey, we want 5% of whatever. But now it's just, let's take a look and see what it comes up with. Yeah, they want $3,500 or more. Okay. So you look at the manifest and you're going to say, okay, what's here? How do I, you know, where? Here's the UPCs. I can easily look up this product that way. Let's say I'm near Pennsylvania. It's equipment, tools, home and garden. Maybe this is your niche. You know, looks like there's some... there's some Generac generator stuff here. I don't know what that thing is, but, you know, again, there's some DeWalt tools, more generators. There's some, you know, sprayers, different stuff. If you're into home and garden, if that sells good, here's a Craftsman. Maybe it's a lawnmower.
Yeah, but stuff in boxes too, where it's, you see the brand, you can see the label, you can kind of get a sense or at least a hope that it's in good condition inside the box.
Yeah, again, you're going to problem solve because some will and some won't. But you're thinking like, okay, what can I sell to get my $3,500 back?
Yeah.
Then you're in the profit zone and you can, you know, figure that out. So lots of different suppliers, you know, that's Ace. This is Ferguson, which is a massive supplier of like plumbing supplies, bathrooms, kitchens, all kinds of different things. Everything from everything you see in a bathroom in a kitchen, they sell. They're a massive company. But they also sell this like obscure stuff, which is this, look, this is one pallet, Victaulic pipe fittings. I have no idea what those are. But if you know what those are, they could be your unfair advantage or you have a network of people.
Yeah. Estimated retail, $170,000.
Correct. And it's going to sell for $430. It closes in 2 days. It'll probably sell for under $1,000 because nobody knows what this stuff is. And that could be a good thing or a bad thing, right? Because you could be like, wow, it's so expensive. But if nobody buys this product or it's so obscure, it could be a terrible deal. But if you know somebody in this, like, hey, here's a UPC, you know, that I can go look up and I can call somebody that says, hey, tell me about this product that's $9,000. Is it really $9,000? Maybe it's not, but maybe it's $2,000. Okay, so there's 18 of them. So that's $36,000. So, or maybe you can only sell them for $1,000. That's $18,000.
Yeah, it doesn't take much. There's so much margin in it.
Right. You're working the deal backwards. You're trying to make calculated decisions based on math and based on research, not like, let's go to Vegas. It's not like that. And so we spend a lot of time in our mastermind, you know, dispelling those myths of, you know, it's always a good deal. We don't know yet if this is a good deal, but the spread seems so high. The delta seems so high.
Yeah.
I would argue that it would be tough to lose money on this deal. But I wouldn't buy it unless you did this research because it's a lot of work. And if you have if you've tied up a couple grand, your wife is tripping over the stuff in your garage, it's frustrating and it makes you make poor decisions. And you're like, why did I buy this? And I've made the same mistake.
Is your next step then like looking at those UPCs like in the eBay research to see what they're actually selling for? Like,
absolutely. And how many people buy them and what are they used for? And educating yourself. You got 2 days. That's a lifetime to research. Put it in Claude and say, tell me what these are and what do people do with them and who would be a customer for them? And then you reach out to those people and say, hey, I have this opportunity. I really don't like to sell. So I just share the opportunity. And I say, can I share a manifest? Is this a product that you buy? These are brand new. Is it something you're interested in? Use their expertise. Use their knowledge. Maybe 8 times out of 10, somebody's going to say, I'm not interested. But if you get one customer, you can make $30,000, $40,000 on this deal. if you do it right. But you have that customer before you buy this deal.
Okay, going direct to a plumbing installer in this, like, who's the end user? Who's going to buy this thing eventually? Like, look, if you're spending money on this anyways, look, let's make a deal.
We know the retail price is a lie. It's not $9,000. There's just nobody's going to be selling them for $9,000. But maybe it's half off. So maybe they're $4,500. And you say, look, I could sell them to you for $2,500. And then you're golden. You've got a deal and you start to build the system that way. Building a network of buyers is a huge part of the system that we teach. Who, you know, if you want, I love stuff like this, but I don't buy it until I have a network of home flippers, property managers, contractors, maybe fire installation people. I want them to educate me before I risk, you know, my time and my money.
Yeah, that's a page right out of real estate wholesaling, where it's like, I'm not going to put my name on the contract until I already have the buyer I'm going to flip it to almost on the other side.
Correct. And so everybody who, you know, is very successful at this, you have to build a system. And that's what we teach. Here's more appliances. One of the things I love about Electrolux and Frigidaire is that you buy this product up at auction and they give you a one-year warranty on it, which is you can pass that on to your customer.
Okay.
So you have to deliver it to your customer and in working order. And so these are scratch and dent. So these are brand new, but they didn't get to the customer. Maybe they got scratched or dented inside the truck when it was delivered, or somebody hit something and the customer says, I don't want it. It's got this gash in the panel or whatever, but they're brand new. So you can buy replacement panels or you can sell them a scratch and dent at a discount. These are selling at 16% of the retail price. This auction's closing right now, 0 seconds. Okay. If we click in here, this auction just ended. Let's see if I can get it to load.
This is Electrolux dishwashers.
Yeah. Refrigerators, dishwashers, ranges, and more. $66,000 was their retail price. Let's just whack it in half and say it's worth $33,000. It just sold for $10,800. Okay. And it's scratch and dent. 47 units. It's in Georgia. So you want to be around that area. And I come down, I look at these, I'm going to sort by the retail prices. I just am curious to see. Again, here is a refrigerator, something like that, $3,800, right? $3,500, $35. You know, the first five line items are more than the cost of the whole deal. I like that. But you have to have the resources to buy this kind of product, right? It's not coming to your house. You got to have a storage unit. You have to have a warehouse. And you have to have a way. People want you to deliver this stuff. And delivery is another big unfair advantage. You can hire people. Hey, I need you. How much you charge me? You know, $50 a delivery or whatever it is. There's people that are selling appliances that are killing it buying this product, because the average price is $229 per unit and the average retail was $1,400 a unit. So it's just a big spread in there that you could say, okay, I'm going to pay $229. Let's say with shipping, I'm into them for less than $300. I'm going to sell them for $800 a piece. You probably wouldn't sell the $3,200 refrigerator for that, but maybe you sell it for $1,500.
Yeah, on average.
On average, yeah. It doesn't take much to get your investment back. Lowe's does the same thing.
Are you thinking about it in terms of percentage ROI? Are you thinking about it in like, this deal is worth $20,000? Like, what's the best way to kind of position it? Shannon's response, plus selling millions of dollars in damaged handbags and a deal that didn't quite pan out the way that he'd hoped. Coming up right after this.
So last month, it was time to replace the air filter in the car, which is about the level of vehicle maintenance I'm qualified to do. So I Google up the part number, I find this random store that is selling it, and then to my absolute delight, I see that they're running on Shopify. How could I tell? That little purple Shop Pay button at checkout. It meant not having to create yet another new account. It meant not having to find my wallet. I am paid and checked out in just a couple clicks. You already know that our sponsor, Shopify, is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, including that car parts website and dozens of Side Hustle Show guests. And you probably already know about the built-in store templates and marketing tools that make it easy to get your store online and get found. But what you might not know is that Shopify can also help manage your inventory, ship products internationally, and even handle customer returns. On top of that, you've got access to their award-winning 24/7 customer support if you have any trouble. So let's see less carts go abandoned and more sales going with Shopify and their Shop Pay button. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/sidehustle. That's shopify.com/sidehustle. One more time, it's shopify.com/sidehustle. Running a business is hard. If it were easy, everybody would be doing it, right? You've got a to-do list a mile long, and you got a dozen different hats to wear. So here's a resource to help lighten your load.
I'm excited to partner with Gusto for this episode because they've been one of the most recommended services by Side Hustle Show guests. Gusto is the easy, affordable online payroll, HR, and benefits tool for modern small businesses. In fact, they help over 400,000 businesses like yours take the pain out of tasks like payroll tax filing, direct deposit, health insurance administration, 401k benefits, onboarding tools, and lots more. Of course, I encourage you to do your own due diligence, check out their reviews online, and I think you'll find the common threads in the comments about how easy it is to use, their great customer support, and the great value. So here's the deal. To help you get started or to make the switch, Side Hustle Show listeners can try Gusto today at gusto.com/sidehustle, and you'll get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/sidehustle. One more time, that's Gusto, GUSTO.com/sidehustle.
Yeah, I would say both. I'm looking for the highest ROI I can get with the least amount of work and the least investment, right? And so if you can buy dollar pallets and make $5,000 a month selling books, that's awesome.
Yeah. We'll do that all day.
Media mail and shipping books is great. Apparel is typically low dollar. And now I didn't used to like apparel as much because it was so much work and so much volume. But now with live selling, like on Whatnot and TikTok auctions, you know, you can have the pallet behind you and just grab this stuff and say, hey, I'm selling, bid on this. This is what I'm selling. The bid, this is what it is. The bid starts, you got 10 seconds. And we're watching our members selling $1,000 an hour worth of product this way.
Wow.
And you don't have to do pictures. You're not photographing and uploading them to eBay or Poshmark or Vestiaire, these other marketplaces. It's a game changer, and live selling is amazing. And we have a whole section of the mastermind where we teach live selling. If you go to shannongene.com/live, it'll take you in to show you everything that we offer in there. We have a live seller that's sold like $300,000 worth of product so far this year. It's amazing.
Nice. You're doing great. I think we have Whatnot as a sponsor for this episode. So you're doing great.
Yeah, they're awesome. Terrific company, really good people. It's just, you know, really, really good business model too. They remind me of eBay a lot, which I love. Again, Lowe's often has more appliances. This is Petco. I love pet supplies because we spend about $5 billion a year on pet supplies. Petco typically sells their overstock up here.
Okay, we're still on B-stock if you're on audio.
I'm seeing B-stock. We're going to jump over to GovDeals and a couple other sites in a second. So this is pet supplies, and its Petco price was about $21,000. Right now, the bid is at $1,275. You come down and look, got some decent quantities. I look at the retail and say, well, this is all pretty low dollar. I wouldn't buy this stuff unless I already had it. Like maybe I own a pet store, or maybe I know people that own a pet store, or maybe I flip pet stuff on Whatnot or on eBay or whatever. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous because it's like pet, it's like dog food. It's like, well, what if it's expired? Or
that's right. You have to ask those questions, and you can ask those questions up here. You can, you know, reach out to them, and they'll give you. Typically, they don't sell expired stuff, but they will sell stuff that is maybe months out, that kind of thing.
Close to its pull date, sure.
Yeah, so it's just, I'm just showing you the different stuff. Target is up here in B-Stock too. Awesome. Lots of new product. You can buy hoses, you know, all kinds of different crazy things that you can go here. Outdoor stuff, games. If you're getting started, selling new is great. There's typically a little less profit in it, but it's a great way to start. Tesla is now selling stuff up here at their auction site. Everything from tires and wheels to windshield assemblies, all kinds of parts. I know nothing about auto parts, but I do know this stuff sells for nothing. This is 2% of their MSRP right now that just closed. So these are windshields and roof glass. Now, these are uninspected. Nobody's looked at it. High risk. That's why it sold for $525. But lots of different opportunities here with this kind of product, steering components, lots of repair parts, brakes. Just again, I don't know anything about Tesla, but this one just closed. $9,300 worth of new interior trim, brakes, drive units, sold for $650. If I was in that industry, this would really interest me. I'm not, so I'm not buying this. This is not, you take a flyer and let's go buy, you know, a bunch of Tesla stuff and see if it sells. Don't do that. You do all the research beforehand.
Yeah.
So that was B-Stock, great site. I love GovDeals too. You can buy everything here from a Black Hawk helicopter to a G-Wagon, everything in between. The way I use this site the most is I go in and I do location search. So I come up and I say, okay, here I want to go within 100 miles because most of this stuff, what you have, people want you to pick it up. This is a zip code near me. Okay, there's 65 locations. I click view all listings. And I start looking at deals. You can sort by closing soon. So, if, you know, versus latest current bids, here's weight bars. I mean, these are school districts, counties, cities, and, you know, document cameras, on and on, everything from lab equipment. You just never know. It's what I tell people, don't watch Netflix, watch auctions, because you can go down the rabbit hole here, man. Crazy random stuff up here. Tons of money. You know, there's like this, these high-end friction stir welders, these freezers, lots of restaurant equipment that comes up here, stainless steel commercial stuff, milk coolers, just really interesting, DLP projectors, everything.
This would be perfect. We have some friends of ours, Rob and Melissa, I don't know if you know the flea market flippers, you know, you mentioned your unfair advantage. Their unfair advantage is they're willing to do freight shipping. So they can take what is now pretty localized, especially big, bulky, industry-specific stuff, and they can open it up to a nationwide audience through eBay, do freight shipping.
Yeah, it's a big deal. So I love GovDeals. I think it's great. I've spent a lot of time up here. Here's a brand new laser engraver that I found, you know, when I was looking this morning. It's like $2,500. These are 10 to 15 grand. It's in Pensacola. It's brand new, never used. I think it's a great opportunity. I would like to have a laser engraver because you can do all crazy cool stuff with it, being sold by the Navy. So again, you ask questions.
Okay. Yeah. Figure out what the retail is. And
yeah, I asked Perplexity this morning, is this a good deal? I have so much data loaded in my AI. It just knows what I want. It says, yeah, that's a great deal. They typically sell for 10 to 15 grand. Okay, great. I can highlight it. Another site that I really like as we get close, I love the GSA auctions. These are federal government auctions. You can buy everything from real estate to planes. This is, you know, Beechcraft Navy planes that they flip, they sell up here. All kinds of crazy stuff that you can buy here that I love it. Everything from scrap. This is a scrap jet from Canada Air, a tugboat, lab equipment. I mean, tons and tons of stuff. You can also buy real estate up here. And like recently they sell lots of lighthouses. I'm not sure what that's all about, but there was a lighthouse on a private island that just sold for like $300,000.
Yeah, that sounds like an Airbnb waiting to happen.
Exactly. It was like a 1500 square foot house. Here's this one too. This one's coming soon. It's in Rhode Island. You can go up here and get registered. The lighthouse, summer of 2026. Give you all those details. You can go inspect it. They give you, you know, you can look at the photos. It's just tons of opportunities. I mean, what a great Airbnb this thing would make. Comes with the house, the lighthouse, the whole thing. It would be awesome. You know, just crazy opportunities that you can find up here.
Yeah.
And this stuff sells for pennies on the dollar. So that's my tour. The key takeaways here, I think, is to systemize it, not to get excited and wrapped up in this is a great deal, I'm going to buy it because I can't miss it. You want to just focus back up and do lots of great research beforehand, and you can turn it into any kind of side hustle, evergreen revenue stream, large company business. We have a member in our mastermind that started selling out of a self-storage, moved to a closed down gas station, then eventually moved to a Sears store that had been closed. And now he basically runs like a mini Costco, because if you're an hour or two away from a Costco, that's a huge unfair advantage. And you could sell everything they sell in that store because people are not going to drive an hour to 2 hours to go to Costco.
Yeah. What's your, it could be your location. It could be your, you know, storage abilities. It could be your shipping abilities. What's your unfair advantage?
That's key to identify what that is and then what you're curious about. I like selling, you know, outdoor stuff. We own vacation rentals. My wife runs that business and she's always telling, okay, we need new barbecues at all these houses. Okay, so I can go look. What can I buy? We need new outdoor furniture at these places. We need outdoor games. So I'm interested in that because I have another ancillary business that runs side by side. So
yeah,
follow your curiosity. That'll help push you through when things get tough, because they do. It's a simple business, but it's not easy. It is work. There's no passive income here. If you don't like getting your hands dirty, you know, don't do this business.
No. Yeah, I'm looking at it as a way to multiply money, hopefully quickly. Like, can I invest in something that doubles or triples, and I'm willing to put in the work for that. And I kind of, if I do my homework, I do it right. And that's kind of how I would look at it and hopefully build some repeatable systems around that. I wanted to ask about a deal that went south. Like, despite my best efforts, despite my best research, I took a big lump on that one.
Yeah, when I was younger, I used to travel around to a lot of auctions, and you'd walk into this big warehouse or whatever, and you have to make decisions based on limited knowledge. And that's why I talk about research so much. It's never been easier to do it now. But that deal, you know, I bought two big loads that deal. The first load, I made a phone call these are two obscure products because I love boring products. The first product was inside every water heater, there is they call it an anode or some sort of bar of something that attracts the rust to keep your water heater from rusting. And at this particular auction, there was pallets of these things that nobody knew who they were. And I went and got on the phone and quickly found somebody that like, yeah, we buy those things all the time. They're like $12. I'll pay you $4 a piece. Well, I bought those for like 25 cents a piece and I made $4,000 or $5,000. It was awesome. It was great. Perfect example. The other example is there was a bunch of gas leak detectors. I was like, man, these have got to be valuable because it's a safety thing, all this kind of stuff. I didn't do any research. I just figured I'll get them cheap enough. I know they got to be worth a bunch of money. And I bought a couple of pallets of these gas leak detectors. And I quickly learned the reason they were at this auction was because they're a sensitive piece of equipment that has to be certified. And after a while, they fall out of compliance. And so that's why they're flipping them at auctions. And I bought those things. I think I spent $2,000 or $3,000 and whole thing tanked. I couldn't sell one of them. So luckily I offset that with these weird diode things that went or anode that went inside these water heaters. But don't buy things that you don't know what you can sell it for. It's really simple. And I certainly have made mistakes where I've always had a death pile. Tried an experiment a few years ago where I wanted to sell something emotional because I've always sold technology and everything's been a plug and I wanted to get away from that. I'm like, what's the most opposite thing I can sell? And it was handbags, luxury handbags, because my wife, my daughter, they all go crazy over these bags. I was like, man, I can source these things. There's got to be something in it. And as I started in the beginning and I was like, I want to sell 10 bags a day, make $50 profit per unit so I can make $500 a day, but I only want to work an hour. And I was totally wrong. What I learned was, number one, I had to work more than an hour, but I could sell one bag a day and make $500. And so I built this system and I ramped it up over time. And I wound up, it was just me. And I had four racks here next to my desk and I sold $3.7 million worth of bags over 3.5 years and made about $557,000. But it was all based on, I made lots of mistakes in the beginning. I bought the wrong brand, but they were like $50 bags. It turned out that buying damaged bags was the big unlock because I could buy them so cheap and people were willing to buy them because it didn't matter because they still got to carry this high-end bag, even though it had some damage, they still felt good carrying it. So we're always trying to figure out what is the unfair advantage? What is the unlock that makes you different? And so I started buying damaged bags and I was like, sell me your high-end stuff. And I bought from the Japanese auction houses that sell lots of luxury brands. And I could outbid everybody on these damaged bags.
Because nobody else wanted them.
Yeah, not as many people wanted them. So you're always trying to differentiate and find ways to be different when you're doing this business.
Learn what the market is willing to pay. Like, that's really interesting. Oh, I would have thought like, oh, nobody wants to touch it because it's damaged goods. But like, if I could still carry around the brand name, then it doesn't matter necessarily.
Yeah, nobody knows. Everybody thinks I did the damage because I've owned it for so long. So it was really interesting when you think about that. And I love selling emotional products. It's great.
Well, I really appreciate you kind of taking us on a tour of this, you know, little slice of the internet that I didn't really know existed or didn't really have a great glimpse into, but excited to dive a little bit deeper. If you are in the same boat, shannonjean.com/mastermind is the best place to get started. This is Shannon's $5 mastermind with over 3,000 other resellers in there. So go check that out. What's next for you? Where do you want to take this thing?
We're starting cohorts for higher level resellers now that have hit another level. So we're doing, you know, private groups out of that. I think the mastermind, I'm all in on it right now. I'm doing a lot of work on YouTube because I grew my account mainly on X first and grew like 51,000 followers up there, learning lots about Instagram. And I'm really focused on growing the mastermind. I definitely think we'll have 10,000 users in there and continuing to add value, just flooding people with so much value that they can get something for $5. It's super rewarding. And, you know, they can certainly do other things in there that if they want to level up to another level. But yeah, I'm just really focused on value and focused on growing the mastermind. I'm having the time of my life, Nick. It's terrific.
It's exciting. You're helping other people make extra money. And that's the same space that I play in. And I can tell you, it's very rewarding work. So appreciate what you're doing.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, shannonjean.com. Check him out over there. Check him out on social. I think that's where I first came across you. Let's wrap this thing up with your number one tip for Side Hustle Nation. It does not have to be reselling related, but whatever you got for us.
Take action. Don't think too much. Start. Don't plan so much. The work reveals itself to you as you do it. Jumping in and starting and whatever, small things every single day that get you out of the daily grind or the matrix of where you're stuck, that action solves so many problems. And, you know, it's your mindset is a lot of this is what's in your head. So taking action, and don't read another book. You don't need a course. You just need to start. You need to just, okay, today I'm going to walk into, if you want to resell, today I'm going to sell something from my garage. I'm just going to start because it will propel you forward as you get these small rewards in your head and just take action. That's my biggest tip.
Very good. Yeah, you learn as you go, and you learn so much more by doing the thing than watching another video about it. So if you are tuning in, you're wondering what to listen to next, I want to invite you to take the free 2-minute quiz at hustle.show. How it works is you answer a few short multiple choice questions. You can do it right from your phone, and it's going to spit back out 8 to 10 of our greatest hits into a little playlist for you that you can add to your device. You can tune in, you can learn what works, and you can go make some more money this year. This is hustle.show for your personalized Side Hustle Show playlist. Big thanks to Shannon for sharing his insight. Thanks to our sponsors for helping make this content free for everyone. SideHustleNation.com/deals is where to go to get all the latest offers from our sponsors in one place. That is it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're finding value in the show, the greatest compliment is to share it with a friend. Fire off that text message to that deal hunter lover person in your life who needs to hear this. Until next time, let's go out there and make something happen. And I'll catch you in the next edition of the Side Hustle Show. Hustle on.